Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, so wait, man, I'm supposed to sing it every time it come on?
Not necessarily.
This is like my jam.
I figured you were confident today.
No, I am. And okay. I'm excited.
Well, are you sure you don't have any nerves?
A little trepidation
I don't want to make you nervous.
No,
I'm just going to say this, though.
What's that?
Their chances of getting to New Orleans are impacted significantly based on this game tonight. They win, we got a real shot
huge
in New Orleans.
Huge measuring stick. There's a lot on the line tonight. There's a lot on the line as far as my beard is concerned.
Yep.
And the fact that if we win this game, I'm excited. These are the kind of matchups as a former player that you want. You want to play a good team.
This is fun, yeah.
Yeah,
this is fun.
And this is what you want. So when I hear people talk about being nervous, no, man. This is what you want, player.
So
this is exactly you want all the smoke tonight.
I'm trying to think of the last time it felt like a game was this big with this much excitement here. Because, you know, they had the Niners game here last December.
Yeah.
Maybe, but I thought, is that it? Was it the Niners one and then we got smacked and then we haven't felt that way since?
Yeah.
I think it's probably that. Around that time.
Yeah, get beat down.
Oh, my God, that was bad. Around that time last year when they faced the Cowboys at home. The Bills at home, where they won on the walk-off, Jalen touchdown, and then the Niners. That was the last time I think we collectively felt good, and then it started to crumble after that.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long time. It's been about a year since we felt this excited going into a home game. I do have some nervous energy. Part of that is the quarterback, because I think their quarterback has outperformed ours so far this year, and he's a really talented player. Ray Dittinger was on earlier this week. Here's what he said about who he'd take tonight. Jalen Hurts, Jaden Daniels.
You got to go with Hurts because, I mean, there's a better sampling. I mean, we've seen him take a team to a Super Bowl. You know, mm-hmm. We've seen Jaden Daniels take a team through half a season. So if you ask me if I have to take one or the other, I'll take Hurts because I've seen him long term and I've seen him win big games and I've seen him play really well. But I mean, Daniels is very good. I felt that he was the best quarterback coming out in the draft. I liked him better than Williams at the time. I think that's been borne out. He plays with a poise that is uncommon among young quarterbacks. You know, when you look at his stats, I mean, I don't know what they are after yesterday's game, but going into the game, he had a quarterback rating of 130. Yeah, I'm sorry, he had a quarterback rating of 107. But what I found interesting was, if you break it down, his quarterback rating in the fourth quarter was 130. And that's not likely. You don't see that with rookie quarterbacks.
That is wild, Hugh. You picked up on that, too, when Ray said it, that he's been at his best in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, yeah. And as a matter of fact, I heard when Ray Diddy was talking about it, and you look at most times when young players are in the game and the game is on the line and the adjustments are being made, the fact that he looks better – It's phenomenal, no question about that. But it's a small sampling size.
So what would you do if he's succeeding in these like high pressure moments? Would you pressure him? Like,
well, I think
the worry I have is you pressure him and he gets away because he's so fast.
Well, you have to worry about his ability, his escapability. We were talking about that earlier and how he escapes and the speed that he has. Your best bet is to show him something. Or make him believe that you're in a certain coverage and change it all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's your best bet. And I think that's why, you know, as the season has progressed, teams are starting to get a little bit of a book on him and starting to make it hard for him to complete some things because they're starting to hit him with these exotic coverages and these masking their looks and everything. So there's a little bit of that going on.
Tonight could be a huge night for Vic Fangio. I mean, like, this should be a big advantage. We have one of the most experienced coordinators ever, and they have a rookie quarterback. Vic could really put on a clinic tonight if he could shut down Jaden Daniels and get this thing. You know, we would feel like, wow, like, this is the reason you're bringing Vic Fangio here. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
My favorite team, dream team. How y'all doing today, baby?
What's up,
What's
Will?
Up,
it's Eagles night, baby. It's Eagles night. All we do is win, win, win. I'm not going to say it's going to be an easy one, but we will win. You know what will set the stadium off? If we actually, like, okay, go into the RPO, audible out the RPO, go into a single back formation, and let my man Dotson do the fade route and let Jalen just air it out to him for the touchdown, man.
The Jahan Dotson revenge game tonight? Is that what you're calling for?
Absolutely. Listen, if they run that play, I can almost guarantee it's going to be a touchdown, man.
What's the name of the play, though? What would you call that play?
I would send him on the fade route.
No, I'm saying, but it has to have, like, an exotic name.
Because it's the revenge spot for Jahan.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You caught me on this one. I'll think of one before.
The commie killer.
You know, like, most of the time when
Bagman and Dotson play.
No, I'm saying, no, because, you know, most of the time, if you ever heard offensive play callers call games, they're like these long, drawn-out names.
Oh, yeah, like the old Gruden one.
Yeah.
Y-Banana.
Y-Banana, 32 Spider. Jet Dancer, Y-Stick.
Yeah.
Like all that. Yeah, it's crazy. They're long,
drawn-out
names.
Speaking of all that, did you hear on Sunday during the game Cooper Rush was doing the Dak thing? It must be a Cowboys offense.
It was Trey Lance.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, it was Trey. Yeah.
No, both of them were. Well,
so it's not really a Dak thing. It's a Cowboys thing.
It honestly sounds so pathetic.
I know. Here we go.
When they do it.
When they're down 34-6. Here we go. Yeah, go ahead, Will.
All right, I'll call it payback, 32, wrong. Yeah. All right. But,
now you just sound like Herb.
But no, I want to say, man, I just think, you know, like everybody keeps saying, you know, Sirianni, just let everybody, you know, do their job tonight. You know, don't overthink it, don't overdo it. But my thing is, you know, everybody talking about, you know, fourth down, we going for it every fourth down. We got the right personnel back, man. And I'm not doubting they still can't stop it.
So you don't want to just take the points. You say no to that.
I mean, if we 4-for-1 and we driving, let's keep driving.
All right. So Will says don't take the points. All right, I like that. Who's the better quarterback in the game tonight, Hurts or Daniels?
Come on, man. What kind of question is that?
Well, I'm wondering.
I mean, y'all going off these two things. Like, this guy has proven himself, man.
Yep, he has.
He's keep proving himself, and he's going to keep proving it to the Super Bowl. Like, this guy, listen, I'm not taking away nothing from Daniels. He's an up-and-coming great quarterback. Up-and-coming.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, he ain't ready. He's not ready.
Well, I hope you're right on that. I hope they crush him tonight. I mean, he hasn't really had a bad game yet. I mean, most rookie quarterbacks sneak one of those in there where they just have a stinker. He really hasn't had one. It's probably coming at some point. I mean, that'd be nice tonight.
Maybe
a couple picks. How many picks do you have in the season? Two?
Yeah, I think it's two. I was about to say two. I think it's two.
It's remarkable how little he's turned the ball over. You just think, like,
for a young quarterback in the position that they put him in.
Yeah, I feel like Stroud had a game last year where they lost to Carolina. Like, he had one clunker in there. It's even if you go through the best rookie quarterback seasons of all time, which Daniels is obviously having one, they all usually have one, like,
two picks.
Two picks the whole season.
And two picks, yeah.
Yeah, he's due.
You know, the closer we get to this game.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. You're getting emboldened, aren't you?
Bungholitis.
He's getting emboldened.
I think we
there.
Might kill the Commanders.
I knew you were going to say it.
Yeah. I'm starting to feel like this is a game where we run away with
nervous.
It. I don't care.
I know you don't, but, like, whenever we say we're going to blow someone out.
Double-digit win.
But we say we're going to blow somebody out every week, though.
Well, that's,
like, that's kind of what we do.
Well, I tried to tell you last week, and you were Mr. Nervous last week.
Oh, no, don't act like you weren't nervous in the first 3 minutes.
No, I never thought they'd lose.
Yeah, you know what? I think America is disappointed tonight because it's not a great game, and the Eagles just run away.
Wow. I hope you're right. I mean, I mean, we'd all take that. I don't need the nail biter. I think we're getting the nail biter. I don't need it. 215-592-9494.
I wouldn't mind getting to bed early tonight because it's going to be a long night, and then I got to come to work tomorrow. I wouldn't mind going to sleep early.
You think? Oh, hold on. You guys think the game's that big of a blowout that you could turn the TV off?
Sitting the starters.
Oh, you guys, have lost it. You've lost it.
All right. Mean, I'm saying, since we putting it out there, I mean, I wouldn't mind.
Well, no one would mind it. I think it's way more likely it's 26-23.
Wake up in the morning and watch the highlights.
2 minutes
from
the
second half.
Can he pick it in the game again?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Big V in Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
Yo, man, what's up with these plant-based fans, man?
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared. Oh, my God. Their quarterback. Look, you scared by a dog.
By a dog.
Big V, the bottom line is this.
Or emotional support hamster.
Yeah, we get a hamster or dog. Big V, this is a challenging game. Am I allowed to be a little nervous, Big V? Am I allowed?
You're allowed.
Okay.
But you know, there's some things that you should keep to yourself. And not put over the
air. I'm a talk show host.
You say what you're supposed to do.
Talk about that dog you're going to buy to help you to be brave.
Big V, give me the score tonight. They win by how much?
And they're going to win by 17 points.
Woo!
Man,
see, this is Kyle's fault. Now he's got everyone emboldened to feel like a blowout.
Follow me, everybody.
Yeah, that's right.
And let me tell you how they're going to win. Kyle, let me tell you one more thing. Kyle, kick the music,
Kyle.
Let's go.
We're going to win because we are led by the gambler himself, Rich Sirianni. Oh. He's going to put the points on the board. He's going to go for the extra points, and he's going to hold the other points. We're going to win because we got a defense 10 years and a daddy with 5 kids and a minimum wage job. We're going to win because the defense is going to take from him everything and give him nothing. Not only that, our offensive power is going to be striking. They're making him look. What happened to us? Why can't we stop him? We've got Jalen. He's going to be throwing bombs everywhere. They're going to be ducking and hiding. We've got the Washington fans watching the TV and turning it off by halftime. Because we're Philadelphia. We're going to show them who we are and what we can do.
That's a good one, Big
Kyle
V.
Kyle Quinn is the people's producer.
That's the good one,
He's
Big V.
He's the producer of the people.
Big V, what do you got? Alliterative name.
Let's go with Daffy Duck.
Daffy Duck.
Oh, that's a good pull.
That's so good.
That's one of Big V's best calls. I mean,
great. That's exactly what we're looking for.
You know what? I didn't know if Chris Kristofferson would be beat that easily, but Daffy Duck,
Daffy Duck.
Yeah, that's a great pull.
To the top of the list. Big V, good job. All right, let's Ron and Monk goes up. Hey, Ron.
Hey, Joe.
What's up?
How you doing, bud?
Oh, I'm good. We got a big game tonight.
Hey.
Yeah, what's going on with the beard?
What you mean?
Yeah, he's in trouble
with
that.
What you mean?
Thing.
Ron, ain't nothing going on with it right now. I need to probably trim it up a little
bit,
shape
defense,
it up.
With this defense, that beer's about to go or be green.
I'm about to shape it up.
What is it getting too much for the studio or what?
No, I'm saying you know how they forced me into making this bet, man.
Come on, you're a grown man.
And they put my beard on
you're
the line.
You're a grown
they put,
man.
They put my beard on the line, dog. So, you know, now, you know.
Yeah.
Defense is playing well. I might have to shave or dye my beard green. You know, it's one of the two.
Did you find a place yet here or what?
Yes, I did. I'm a Delawarean.
Is that what it's called?
Well, no, that's what I call it. I'm a Delawarean. I'm a Delawarean now.
Okay, you're close to me then. Okay, yeah. Cool.
I'm a Delawarean.
You guys can hang out.
Yeah, I'm a Delawarean.
So listen, I got 2 points I want to make real quick. Okay. One is, you guys keep going on about this Sirianni thing.
Yep.
And I keep trying to tell you guys that the analytics department is making the calls, just like the rest of the calls are being made.
So what does Nick do?
We don't know. He's a cheerleader. I mean, and he has been. But see, here's the thing, guys. I mean, you've been given hard evidence every year that he's been here. Every year they take more and more away from him. And now you guys think at this point, after they've taken everything away from him, that they're going to let him make these calls like those 9 points we left on the field a couple games ago? That's not him. That's the boss's kid in the analytics department. Okay, that's what's going on here.
Well, then someone better take the points, Ron. I want the points on the board.
Take the points.
Well, the example that you gave, Joe, I'm going for it. Obviously, you know, I'm going with Kyle on this one.
Well, then I guess you're in the analytics department. Ron Analytics over here wants to go for it on fourth downs. I want points. I want to put a rookie quarterback in the hole on the road.
Okay, well, here's my second point. Okay, Exhibit A, Lamar Jackson. What kind of quarterback do you think he is?
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Yes.
A good one.
Okay,
he's talking about like a running or a passing quarterback.
I think Daniels actually reminds me of a young Lamar. I mean, Lamar's gotten better as a thrower, but Daniels reminds me of Lamar, you know, 6 years ago.
Okay. Now I'm trying to keep it compared to our quarterback.
Okay.
Show.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. That's my point. And the point is, what happens to Lamar when he gets into the playoffs, and if he even makes it to the AFC Championship, let alone
he chokes. He chokes in big games.
He's not gone in his favor.
No, he's stunk in big games. Yeah.
Well, what happens is they cut his legs off. Okay, they contain him, and then he's done. Our quarterback is half of Lamar Jackson. Half. And you think that this guy's going to carry us to the promised land?
Well, he did.
He got us to the promised land.
They did go to the Super Bowl.
Just didn't get it done.
This game is going to break your heart. Hugh, let me ask you something.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you something. I know you're watching this kid closely, as everybody else is, okay? And I'm telling you, I've never seen anybody do their reads as fast as he does, because you know what?
No, he does get ready to walk quick.
Right, and guess what? That's no read. He's not reading anything. He doesn't see anything on his first look, and bam, bam, he goes to the right. So, you know, until you can get this kid to stand in and stop holding the ball, you know, and man up and step up into the pocket, you know, this kid is not taking you to the promised land.
You talking about Jalen?
You talking about Jalen, yeah.
Jalen's
yeah, well, who do you think I'm talking about, you?
Well, no, I'm just saying because, I mean, what you're saying doesn't really match because he's been playing well the last couple of weeks. That's why I was kind of confused.
No, he has, but you got to watch. Listen, I'm watching him like a hawk, okay? And I see what he's doing. Okay, yeah, he's made some nice throws, and he does do that.
Protecting the football.
Well, except it's the first quarter on
Sunday. He's making a conscious effort.
Primarily the last 5 weeks. Yeah,
being a little nitpicky. Being a little nitpicky.
I mean, two turnovers against the Cowboys in the first half. That happened.
I mean, he's been more conscious with the ball.
Yes.
But he's still standing there taking sacks. He's still standing there with the ball in his hand. And flailing around in this small pocket. And that's, you know, he's just going to. I wish the best for him.
Who wins the game tonight, Ron? Commanders or Eagles?
Ron,
I say the Birds win by 7.
All right, there we go.
Ron, we did all that, and you got the Birds winning.
I knew he had the Birds winning. I knew it. He was going to long talk his way to an Eagles victory.
That's some serious long talking he did right there.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a world where Jaden is the better quarterback tonight, but the Eagles still win the game.
Not tonight, though.
But he could be, and they still win the game.
I don't believe that.
Run the ball, Hugh. Run the ball. Take the points. Get out with a victory.
Take the point. I do believe in taking the points. Though.
Cowards.
And run the football. Tonight's a run the ball night. I mean, is it not? I mean, they can't stop the run. They're not a great defense. I think they're better than they were maybe 6 weeks ago. But it's still, you can move the ball.
It's always a run the ball night when the MVP of your team is the running back.
Well, it's a run the ball night when you are home on a short week and they're bad against the run.
I mean, and they're banged up.
And they played a lot of snaps.
They're a little banged up.
It's a run the ball
and
night.
And they're not good against the run. It kind of makes sense to run the ball.
But I have an agenda.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Everyone around here does. This is what we're finding out. Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Hugh, Kyle, Joe, and the crew. What's going on?
Bruce.
Man?
What's up, buddy? So you're down there in D.C. What are they saying down there, Bruce?
Man, I have a football group, and they're talking mad smack, you know, about this game. And I said, man, all of y'all, I said, look, chill out. Y'all are becoming delusional like Cowboy fans. There's no way in the God's green earth in hell y'all are going to win a game. You might have a chance down here, and I don't even believe that, but there's no way you're coming into Philly
and y'all going to win a game, and you still wet behind the ears with that quarterback. Come on, get out of here. Miss me with that mess.
Well, yeah, in their defense, they don't even remember what it's like the last time the Commanders were actually good. Like, I think they've forgotten. Yeah, it's been 30 years.
Yeah, exactly. And they're happy, and I'm happy for them. I said, if anybody else would rather be a rival, I would rather be with the Giants or the
Cowboys.
Commandos. That's what we call them, the Commandos. Yeah.
Well, it's kind of crazy. The Eagles and Commanders both haven't finished a season both with a winning record since the 90s. Like, it's very rare that we're both good at the same time. So that makes this fun tonight. So, Bruce, what are you feeling? You confident, nervous? What are you thinking?
Oh, no, man. Man, look. I'm not nervous at all. Man, look, the Eagles are going to skull drug these jokers up and down the field from end to end because of two things. Well, number one, they have some injuries, of course. But it's going to be very old-fashioned, simple, good hard-nosed defense. You know, I know they got an excellent backfield, but, man, we got Cooper DeJohn, okay, and Blankenship and all of our our cornerbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And
Quinyon.
And Quinyon, and in our front seven is just going to cause them a lot of problems. And another thing, too, right? I'm gonna make this call.
Go ahead.
Is that Dotson is going to get a touchdown pass tonight?
The
man.
Dotson the revenge game.
The Dotson.
Yes, sir. He's going to get a touchdown tonight. So I'm gonna make that call.
I like that. We'll put that into our consideration. Well, I don't know if we really want to do it, but we'll think about it. All right, Bruce. What do you got for us? A name with alliteration. First name, last name.
Okay. Look. Hey, because I don't give a damn what people think.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna do a hook on a song, and I'm gonna let y'all figure it out. And it's actually relevant to tonight's game, so that's the beauty of it. All right, so I'm gonna go ahead and go with this. We don't need another hero. We don't need another way home. All we want is life beyond
Tina Turner.
Thunderdome.
Tina Turner.
I like it. Tina Turner's a good one. It fits. All right, Bruce, we appreciate it. 215-592.
That's a real good one.
What about his singing?
Oh, that was terrible.
Okay, 215-592.
Oh, my gosh, it's awful.
94-94. We'll cross over with the guys down in D.C. coming up at 12. Your calls on the other side. CombOcon looking for names with alliteration. And I think we all agree tonight is a run-the-ball night. But is everyone
It's cold, too.
It is. It feels like football weather.
Oh, yeah, it's like tonight is business decision
night. Yeah. Well, that's the kind of night you run the football. But is everyone on the team on board with the idea? Some interesting audio from Devontae Smith. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.